with the water in this corner, so how did we consider that water here is there and the water there is here? That's our view. There is a basic distinction between the concept of chibur and the concept of yur. Chibur means that one water is connected with other. But that doesn't mean that they are intermingled. So in order to connect one water with other water, the Teveach Latfiach is a connector, is a mechaber. But in order to be behind the water here and the water over there, so there must be a Shvera Saleh. Otherwise, it's not human. So melee, in order, is, so if, let's say, you have two waters, you have the water here and you have water here, and in the middle zone, there is no water, but there is enough moisture of the Teveach Latfiach, and then the Sharetz will touch the water here, so the water here will also be tummy, because the Teveach Latfiach water that is in the middle zone is Mechaber, the two waters. So melee, by touching the water here, in effect, it's considered that the Sharetz touched the water here. That's the halacha of chibur. Okay, if you have two mikveis in each mikveh, you have just 20 sot, and then there is a wall that divides between the two mikveis, and there is a nekev of just of the Teveach Latfiach, not Yifaras Aleih. So then we can say that the water in this mikveh is mechuber, is connected to the water in this mikveh. But how much water do we have in this mikveh? 20 sol? You cannot be table 20 sol, you have to be table in 40 sol. So true, you are table in 20 sol that is connected to other 20 sol, but it's not intermingled. So then if a person immerses himself in this mikveh, on this side of the wall, so in effect immerses himself only in 20 sol. Mashenke, in the nekev is Kishveras Aleih, and there is water of Kishveras Aleih constantly coming through from this mikveh to the other mikveh, then it's not only that the two mikvehs are mechubat to each other, are connected. They are intermingled. The two waters are intermingled. So that the water here, for example, let's say, when you have water in the glass, so it's one water. You don't say, here you have these drops, here you have these drops. It's one water. So if you have water in the mikveh of 20 saw on this side of the wall, and you have 20 saw water on this side of the wall, and there is an eke, Kishveras Aleih, so that intermingles is merely the water here with water here. So that when one is stable here on this side, it's considered that he was stable in this mikveh too. In the same way as when one goes down into one corner of the mikveh, we don't say he was stable only in the water in this corner. He was stable in the water of the other corner too, because they are intermingled. So in order to intermingle, to be behind the two waters, we have to have Kishveras Aleih. So there is no stira between the Mishnah in Taras that says Hanitzik v'katatke sumashke tepeach in chibur lo mitume lo mitare dafke mashke tepeach is lo mechaber. But tepeach v'atfiach is a mechaber, Tesis is the kashe, Avitam and Davidi is the kashe, but there the Mishnah says they will be going to Shilana Samei, tepeach v'atfiach is not enough, because it's just me. There it's in order to make it mute, so we require Shilana Samei. But in order to make it mechuber, so we need to fear what we are doing. So melee, and this asogia of the Raivet, Rav Chaim applies the same concept. So he says, there is a halacha that a mikveh has to be bikarke. A mikveh cannot be shalom bikarke. So it's not only that a mikveh in the keila is possible, even if it doesn't have a halishan keila, as long as it is not bikarke, so really the mikveh is possible. Let's say, suppose you take a keila, and you put it in the street, and you fill it up with water. You can't use it, even if there are no mayim shuvim. In other words, let's say the keila has a neke. So it's not considered, it doesn't have a halish of keila, because it has a neke. Kikeila is mashki. And then water, it starts raining, and the rainwater fills up that keila. And then someone with stomach immerses himself or herself in the water in that keila. So mayim shumim it isn't, but the tefillah is all tefillah. Why? Because tefillah are with the rice. And it's not Rikabu Tumeh. So that's Rikabu Kabbalah's Tumeh, because Kabbalah's Tumeh depends upon Halish and Kehle. So if it has a Kinekev Kikinis Mashke, so it doesn't have a Halish and Kehle. So it's not Rikabu Tumeh. But even though it doesn't have a Halish and Kehle, but it's still not Rikab. It's not Rikab. But suppose you install, the keila. Suppose you install the keila in the karake, you attach it to the karake, so then it depends. If the keila that is attached to the karake has a halisha keila, so even though you install it in the karake, you attach it, and it's not portable anymore, but as long as it has a halisha keila, even if you attach it and you install it in the karake, so it's not considered to be become, because it has a halisha keila. Even though it's attached, it's still not considered to be become. Mashin kumi bori neke. That is matkiya shinke. And then, in addition, you install it in the karke, and it's not portable, it's not removable, it's installed in the karke, then it's considered to be kabua become. But if you don't break a neke, then it's not considered to be kabura bikarake. So it's still not bikarake. So really the truth is no mishra. This is what he says. V'nira achiru b'zeh, v'b'emes ha'ben treidin m'chologi, sh'u r'dishveres ha'neidu y'urinin n'eiru b'mikroyis, u'd'chibitlam p'rikot b'mikroyis u'kas ha'vohim ha'bilu bo, elu k'in ho'isu n'ikur b'shveres ha'neidu. V'osu v'ayavim ha'mikiru b'kval, elu n'yachiru ha'shnei ha'mikroyis yachad, ומהם נחשבו את המסיד התאים של ים, משמחתיים לדיור מקוויס, ננס עם המים שבהם, יורוב עם המים שבים, וכשיר את מנוחים בים, ואין הם נחלו כבר, ומטביעו עם בהם, או כן חשבו את דתרוסה, ולצי כיקינס משקה, הרי נמחן כבר לעניינים במים. אהודי ככך שזהו משום שנשגרו, ונזבטו מדי רסקוים, ועל כל כוכב שהמים שאובים כמונוחים בזיכון, מקומו כמקשרם ליגו בהם, כמי שאין כאן התפילה בכלי, דורבותו מדי רסקוים, ובאך שיעור לביטו כלי הוא שפוסק הרמב״ם דאם לבני תרוסים. אשר עוקי וקשי הדודת, כמי נתרים מן ההכשר עלינו, חודי על דהיר במים ושניס, על דביטו די רסקוים, ובחודי מניים מסחשכם. כמו שכוספתי נראה, אלו דחך מי הקשר, דאמרו ונחנו בסין התאים של ים, גם הח שיורי דרבדי תרוסו, ריבטו מהם תרס כלי, ויעימות הליטרו בהם משומתי ולביטו כלי, so why does the Mishnah Mikroi say that if you make a neke in the table, in the box, and you dump the box in the ים, so, and then you want to be table in the box instead of the, immersing yourself in the yard. So only the nekev is kishver asanein, but if the nekev is less than kishver asanein, then the tefillah is not tehore. So the answer is, that's what he's asking. V'lomo tzarchim bodak kila ha-chashir v'yerov mikveis, v'yerov b'shiroi v'u kishver asanein, v'nire, v'ine har dine d'intenim b'chayri v'ise b'safo, ala kho, d'beyo mikvemayu, yochel ha-ber shebisvino yeitoya, תנורים המיום, מה מיום שיקרה בקרקה, אף מקווה שיקרה בקרקה, הרי יהוד אינטנים בקרים, ויתור לי יקרה פסול בדנקוי, אלא בכל שאין בקרקה, אין מדבירים בי, וגם אם המיום אינם בכלי, אלא בשבע קרה גם כן אין מדבירים בהם, כאילו דבינם דווקא שיהיו המיום בקרקה, ופי זה הרי צורכים נקרא הדין שפוסק הרמב״ם דרך שנשתברו ונזבטו ותרסקו עם הדין בהם והרי זה לטוב את כלל בגין כלי לה ומה יכנס לו בין כלי לשם הכלי והפושט בזה משום דחור שפחויים ואין לי מקרקע חשוב מן המים שבסייכון כאילו הם מקרקע ואך בקרים הבדין את האפילו אם הם קרויים מקרקע יש להם דין כבור בפני עצמם והבאים שבהם אינו מקרקע ועל כל חוזה זהו שפוסק הרמב״ם, וכשנשתברו בקובום בקהל כמדביון בהם, וכי נשתברו פה כמנטין הסקוי, ממילא אחוי יפיוסם בקהלכה, לעניין זה, שהמיים שבסיכון הרעים בקהלכה, וקשרו מתפילה. אשר בום זהו שייך אלו כשאין לי מורץ, מה שאין כי מסיד אותי כמו שבים, דמידוסם בים והווה כאין לי מורץ לגבי הסדו. ועתיר בעצמם, ולמילא דמיים שבהם גם כן אינו מורץ, ופיזה גם בנשברו דיפוקה מנטרסקי, וכל מוקים כי משמיים וסיכו להם מורץ, הרי פסומים ותפילו, ועל כל כוחים בהם רק החכשיר אדיר ומקוויס, דמיים בעצמם אינו רובים נמיים של ים, ועל זהו דהבו בקרקה, ונוחי, ועשיר אותינו כבר, וקשיר ותפילו, ובזהו אבא שיר ישבר עשרים. זאת אומרת, if you don't install it, in the karke, so then even though the shenkele is broke up, but if it's not installed, if it's not going to work, so the male, then I tell you the karke, the mayim is not mayim she the karke. The mayim are mayim, not b'sich li, but mayim she b'sich sheva. So what difference does it make? Whether the mayim are contained in the kele or in the shevake. If it's not installed in the karke, it's not going to work in the karke. So the male, the mayim are not mayim she the karke. You take in copies and you make a nekev, kishveres ame, and you make a nekev, kikenis mashke. So it's a shevake, it's not, it was never how we shall kill it. You don't install it in the karake, so mele, the mayim, our mayim, bizir shevake, it's not mayim shevake karake. And in order that the tefillah should be a good tefillah, you have to be tefillah be mayim shevake karake. Mashenke, if you install it in the karake. So if you install it in the karke and it doesn't tell in the nekev kikini smashke, so then as long as it has a halishem pile, even though it's installed, so then it cannot be considered bikarke. The mind cannot be considered bikarke. But if it has a nekev and the shem pile is broken, and in addition it's kovura bikarke, so then according to the Rambam, it's considered mayim shel karke. And the Rambam is saying, the Rambam says, if the nekev is not kishver asaneid, even though it doesn't have a shekele, but since there cannot be any yiruv, so the mele, it's not considered mayim shel karke. Oh, I tell you. So, the important he saw is, that there are two concepts. There is a concept of chibur, and there is a concept of Shevdar Asani. Now I want to go over another mission. Pirkei of Mikvois. Mishnah. Mayim sheviru al gavi ha-shekes is possible. Now, suppose you have a mayim, a spring, and the water comes from the spring, and then there is a trough, and the trough was installed. A trough is also a chair, but it was installed in the karak. There is, it was installed in the karak. So then the halacha is that any water that goes through the trough, and for one moment it is contained in the trough, so it becomes shomer. So even though then it overflows, the trough overflows and it drips down again, so it's again a mayim. You cannot be tamed. You cannot be taken it. Why? Because it became shom. So the Rashi is the Kashi. Here the Mishnah says that if, let's say, you have a mayim, you have a spring, and water comes out from that spring, and then you have, let's say, a drop. And so the moment the water goes through the drop, and then even when it comes out, it's already possibly cured. Why? Because it became shom. But you should be able to be taken in the trough itself, because after all, if there is a shveras aneid connection between the trough and between the shekes and the mayim, so here of mikvois is shveras aneid. So the Rash says that inachnam midraisin, so you are able to be taken in the trough itself, because here of mikvois is shveras aneid. But here we are dealing with a drop that is kavuah. If the shekes would be portable, would not be kavuah, and then you would just put a drop near the mind, and there is a connection of Shifra Samei between the Mayon and the Tro, then any Tome, Izav, Izove, Nide, would be able to be taken in the Tro itself, because they don't equate Shifra Samei. Even other. But in view of the fact that the Tro is Mechuber and you cannot move it, and adjust it, you know, from place to place, so the Chachamim were gazing. Because sometimes the Meitzah HaMayim from the spring, you know, when water comes out from the spring, so at the mouth of the spring is very narrow, usually it's very narrow. And many times the opening of the spring where the water comes out from the Karka is so narrow that there is less than Shifra Samei for it. Sometimes, you know, at the mouth of the Mayon, so it's less than Shifra Samei. And so some maybe the Chachamim were gazing that whenever there is a trough that is kavua b'karka, so even though the opening is the connection is more than Shifra Samei, but sometimes the connection might be less than Shifra Samei, so the Chachamim puzzled the Tvile in all situations. That's only the case where the draw is called the card. Machine game, if the draw is portable, it's just set up. So maybe we don't have to be gaze there. Because if the connection at this place is less than an eight, he can move it away from here where and put it further away, so there the connection is more than just an eight. So, in other words, so according to the Rash, it's very strange. In other words, if the draw is Tolush, not installed the Karake, and if the connection between the Mayon and the draw that is Tolush, that is portable, is Shifra Samei the wall, so then you can be Tevel in the draw itself. But if it's installed, so not only you cannot be Tevel with the Rabbonon in the draw itself, but you cannot be Tevel in the water that for a moment it entered the Torah because of that thing. Now, turn to the Mishneh, Perikei of Mikvois. Mishnah. Now, instead of going over it in the Rash itself, and the Rash mentions many Tesefdes, and it will involve a lot of time, so let's go over the Rosh. The Rosh mentions the Rashite and his own Shite. Now, Pirkei of Mikvois Mishnah, Mayon Shevirei al Gabi Hashekes Posel. So he says like this, Mayon, the Rosh, Pirush al Gabi Hashekes, Pirush, in Shehoyo mi Mayon Leifun Tzich Hashekes, Umishom Yitzim Umishom Chem Mechutz, Vashekes Hu Kli, the Rosh Shekes Shevisela, that is Kovua Mishesis in the Gracious, but it was done with the other, so it's a cave. But it's installed. Posel, the Madrilim B'Sheikis, the Gam Hamayim HaNimshochim L'Sheikis B'Sulim, because the moment they entered the Sheikis, they became Shom. So even after they come out from the Sheikis, and they keep on flowing like regular Mayim water, you cannot be taken. So it's V'Chanam Etayim B'Disem, Mayim Ayetil Yitaumai, U'min Ataumil Yibreichom, G'Sheim Marim B'Sulim, Mipneim Sheim Yishom, Kinsa to Eisei Nikrim Yad Vayde Kolshu, V'Yikshor Ha'Meshim Shem, Lomo Mayim Shem Shekes Vital Mayim Nifsoim, Kim Shem Chubomim B'Mayim, Vala Afimu Mayim Shevimu Lof Mayim Shuvim Mitayim Vacholshu, Kinitnam Vafimu B'Sich Hakli Atzmi Mutam Mitbel, Kinise B'Shoshchem Vakinesh, Vatfimu Kuli B'Sich Kuli Shem Lepif Kishver Asaneit, V'Nit Rakhavu Litaris B'Shinu Yetchut. So, what is the terrace of the Rash? That in Machnami, if the Sheikis would be Tolush, and it would be placed near the Mayim, and there would be a connection of Shifra Samei water all the time, so then you could be Tevel in the Sheikis itself. But since it's the Chumer, so there is a special thing. V'nira mido v'koshe klal, v'chim v'kli mafsik, v'im reicho v'mayon, v'mikre mechubori, v'lidome v'mayon shenosa v'seiche v'ayim shuvi. The Shemayon Mibotum, Amo Pisha Ribo, Mayim Shuvi, מיד דהדה מקווה שיש בממסור, שנמקסר הפורנוס נסיך עולה ופסור עם מים שום. ומה שכוס הדפי הוא בכלוי עצמי מגבירי, ודומה, דורוס המקווי הפנים יהודים בו בשיח המקווה עצמי, כי לפי החיצים תשבל הסמאים, אבל כלוי הלכו בו במאיו, או למקווה שיש בממסור, אין לאחד בו בשיח הידיעו ואוס אל אחד בו בכלוי שיש בממסור, והוא יחיבו, ועוד נתנם לכם לפרקיו, הסיר והטבע של יער, אם מגבירים בהם כניקוי תשבל הסמאים, שם לא לעשו, שהיה מעקיפו, אבל אם נעימדים על שפס הים, אבל אם נעימדים על שפס הים, ומחובורים לים כשפר הסנאי, אין מבירים. So the Rosh says, he mentions a very big Chiddush. He says, when does the Mishnah say that Hasido Makrivo של ים, if there is a שפר הסנאי connection? So then, you can be table in the table, you don't have to be table in the yard. That is only if the water of the yam overflows the table. Let's say you have the table here, an open table, and then you dump the table in the yam, and the water of the yam overflows and is mucky. So then it becomes mirror, so it's considered as if he was staying in the yam itself. But suppose you have a Shivara Sanit connection between the water on the table and the water in the yam, but the water of the yam does not overflow, is not matching the water of the table, there you cannot be tevel by immersing yourself in the table. And the Tzemach Tzedek says that this is the shite of the Raivet also, because the Raivet, this Raivet, Reb Chaim discusses in the washing of the Raivet is, he says, Omara, Uvasogis, Zeru Shini, Dobro Zeyne Machdeo Hato Viseyche, Eru Shini, Amayim Mayitzin Imenu Pesel Resamikve, Avro Hato Viseyche, Achimi Amayim Shemiseyche, Mirovim Imamikve Vinekev Shukishver Samik. So he says, it's an achzedek in the Chubas, he says that when the Raivet emphasizes he means two things. First of all, there should be an opening in Shveras Ameik, and then it should be Mure. What it means is that it should be Maki, the whole table. So then it's considered Mure, in other words. So the Rosh here requires, the Rosh definitely requires two things. First of all, there should be a connection to Shveras Aleim, and then the Yam should be marking the whole table. But suppose there is an opening, let's say, suppose this is the table, and you put it in the Yam, and then there is not water to Shveras Aleim coming into the table all the time, but it's not, it doesn't overflow the whole table. Then one cannot be tevel by immersing himself in the table. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, but now what he means here in Kohen's Kishvara Sanayim. So the Shite of the Rosh is that too, Eruv Mikohen's Kishvara Sanayim. So a Shvara Sanayim connection means Mehari, the two waters, that's only if the water is not contained in the Kira. So then, a Shvara Sanayim is Mehari. So, well, what does Eruv mean? Eruv means it's one water. It's in other words, the water here is considered there, and the water there is considered to be here. Masha'im came with the water. Is in the Kele, even though the Shem Kele is Boka, so it's a Sheva Kele. But as long as the water is in the Kele, so that obstructs you, unless the water of the Yam, the water of the Mikveh overflows and is matching the whole Kele. Otherwise, it is Makiyayu, the fact that the water is the Kele.
What about the mikvahs
mitzvah? What about
one second.
But in the case of where you have two mikvahs, in each mikvah you have 20 saw. Here 20 saw, and you have more. So you don't have water in the Kele. So then, as long as you have a makeup in the wall, that is Kishishvara Saleh, so there it's now. But suppose you have a water in the Kele, and then you put that Kele that kelime, that kelime, that has a negative shvera zameish, you put it adjacent to the yam. So then it will not be added, the water in the kelime with the water in the yam. Unless the water of the yam will overflow the whole kelime. Because that's the shita of the Rosh. In other words, there is a difference between two waters that are placed in the karke, so then the nekef in the world, Tishvera Sanei, is al-bidin mi'ari, the two waters, or water in the kele, even though there is a nekef. And that is mafkir shel kele. So it's a shela kele, it's not a real kele. So, but as long as the water is in the kele, not the karka, so then it can become yurev with the water in the yam, only if the water of the yam is maki, the whole kele. That's what the Rosh says. So, I want to answer Rav Gevalia's question on the Rav. Now the Rav says, the Rav in Mishneh Gimel, so he says, the Rav in Mishneh Gimel says, no, for my name, ho chash li inon shel mei handavoy ma'olu, mikabim tume alzi mashkin tmei, shenofo mei. So the question is, I mean, as you know, Shlomo spells it out. Rabbi Kriya also asks that the same question, what he formulated a little differently, what in essence is the same question. That is, conforms to the Shat of the Rambam, who holds that my Mishri Karaka can also be recovered to me, as long as it is coupled with the element of what? Mashim came the Rav. So in explaining the first two Mishnahs, he followed up the approach of the Rash and the Rosh and the Raimi, who say that Mayim Shri Karka cannot be recovered to me. And the whole reason as to why the Mishnah says that Shosatomi Vahakach Shosatoya, or Shosatomi Vahakach Ibnulei Bichui Toya. So it's Tomei because we are Hishish from the eggs that became contaminated. But the rest of the water of the Gabo cannot be become Tume. So how is it? So he should explain the Mishneh Gimel also the same way that Rav. He should say, not for my main. So he says, so not for my main, Vakach. He shows a Toya is Tume. Why? Because the my main, we are Hishish. When the Toya drinks, that he drank, he put in his hands or in his mouth the water of the heretofore mind made. He says, Hoch Ashminon, Shemei Gabonim Harolo Mikabun Tuba of the Mashki. Thus implying that in this case of Nosha mind made, so all the water in the Gabo become contaminated. That's true according to the Rambam Shite, with the Rav. The Rav, Rav Zinore, he explained the first Mishnahs not in accordance with the Rambam's approach, but in accordance with the Rash and the Rosh approach. So, why does he explain Mishneh Gimel in accordance with the Rambam's approach? And if the Rav Shita is like the Rambam, then Mayim Shebikarka can also become contaminated, as long as it is coupled with the element of Rotzen. So let him explain Mishneh Aleph and Mishneh Bein is also the same way. That all the water in the Gabo became contaminated as a result of the Tomei's deliberate drinking from the water of the Gabo. So the Melee, so the water that came in his mouth or in his hand became Tomei, and then when he spat it out or he dropped it again into the Gabo, became Tomei. So the Melee contaminated the rest of the water in the Gabo. The Rav doesn't say that. So obviously the Rav doesn't follow in the explanation of the first two Mishnahs the approach of the Rambam, but the approach of the Rash and the Rosh. So why in connection with Mishneh Gimel all of a sudden he decided to follow up the approach of the Rambam? That is in effect the Kashe by the Melech HaShlemei and also the Rav Kleidia, even though Rav Kleidia formulates it in a different way, but it's the same Kashe. So I think that the Rav Batinore does not follow up the Shiva Zahamba. Shiva Zahamba means that even my Mechubor can be recovered to him if it is God's. So the Rav doesn't adapt the Rambam Shiva. And that's the reason why he would explain it. The first two Mishnahs, the first two Mishnahs, so he follows up the approach, he follows up the approach of the Rash and the Osh, not the Rav. Because the Rav holds that by Muhammad cannot be recovered to it, even if it is coupled with the element of Hotz. But why we should do is different. So the answer is, since we have our Wachet of the Shita of the Rabbi, since we have our Wachet of Eir Mikvoiz Kishvara Samein, and our Wachet of Eir Mikvoiz Kishvara Samein is not limited only to Mikvah. It applies even to Domai, even to Mayim Shemisei Hakri, there is our Wachet of Eir Mikvoiz Kishvara Samein. And Rav Chaim mentions that because the Mishnah Torah applied the halacha of regarding kiddush nechatos, regarding kiddush nechatos. In other words, that there is a halacha that in order to be kiddush nechatos, so you have to put the eva poor, you have to put on mayim chayim, and it has to be done in the keilah. So you take a keilah and you fill it up with mayim chayim. My hand, then you take the Ifa Poa Dumo and you pour it on the Mayim Chayim. So suppose the Mishnah Poa says, suppose you have two waters, in the Kele, and let's say, and there is a wall in the Kele that has a Nekev, and if there is a Nekev Kishmer Saleh, in other words, it's like a double Kele, but it has in the middle, it has a wall, it has a benefit. And then there is a naked Kishvara Saleh. So then, we apply the Aloha of Eir Mikvoiz Kishvara Saleh. It's not the Eir Mikvoiz, it's Mayim Shemisei Hakri. So the Aloha of Eir Mikvoiz Kishvara Saleh is not limited only to Mikvah. To any Mayim, in other words, if you have Mayim here, and you have Mayim here, and in the middle, there is Mayim Kishvara Saleh, so that is Ma'ariv, the Mayim here with the Mayim here. So it's in Aloche, in Yiru Mayim, not that in Yiru Mikvayis, in Yiru Mayim. Now, some melee, the Rambam Pshiti is that Mayim Chuborim can be recovered today if it is Behotzen. The Rav disagrees with the Rambam. So that's why we cannot explain the first two missions on the base according to the Shiva's Rambam. Mashem gave Mishnehimo when he dumps my brain into the mikveh, so the moment they come in contact, the heretofore my brain fall into, become connected with the main gabo, so then there is a locher of the mikveh. Now, the heretofore my brain out of it, then the moment you dump them into the mikveh, so they become yuret with the other water in the gabo. So mele, true, it cannot be mikavu tume. The rest of the water cannot be mikavu tume on the basis of kavoas tume of mashi, because mayim chuborim is mufkam de shemashi. It's mufkam de shemashi. So mele, it cannot be mikavu tume on that score. But there is a locher of the of mayim kishver as a name. So that means that it's one water. So the here to pour mayim out of it. So the tumor will not be poka as a result of becoming mechuba in the gabo. So, and since you dump them into the gabo, so the water of the gabo and the here to pour mayim are one water. They are moving. The Amuret. So since the Amuret and small water, so mele, the tumor of the Mayim Meim spreads to the rest of the water because it's one water. It's like one tip. So could we say that half a tip is tomei and the other half is not tomei? If it's one tip, so it cannot be half tomei and half toil. So now here to the Amuret of Iru Mayim Kishvara Saleh, so it's like one big tipo, and since part of that water is Tomei, because it became Tomei before, so the fact that it becomes Mechubah is not Mavkiah the Tomei, So anyway, the rest of the water also becomes tummy. Not with the halacha of kabbalas tume of mashki. That is not chaya, because mechubovim is mushka of the mashki, but it becomes the tume of the mind plane spreads to all the water, because it's one water, because of the halacha of the mikvayos. So it's one water, so it's like one big tipple. So you couldn't say that heavy tipple is stomach, heavy tipple is stomach. It's one tipple, it's one unit. So since the mind made themselves remain tummy, because they became tummy before, so mainly the rest of the water that are muted with the mind plane are also tummy, not with the halacha of kabbalas tummy. So then you ask, so why couldn't he explain the first two mishnas also the same way? The Rav agrees with the Sheet of the Rosh. With the Sheet of the Rosh. The Sheet of the Rosh is that even though there is a halacha of Eruv Mikvayos Kishveras Aleinit, so they become united, the two mind become united with each other, and it's one water becomes one water like one big teapot. So that's only shayach if both waters are bikarke, but if one water is bikele, even if the kele has a neck, then it doesn't have a chalishah kele, it will give. But, so it is shayach. So then it cannot become united with the water of the yam, unless the water of the yam is matching the whole kele. Otherwise it doesn't become united. So anyway, so what is true of water? Of water in the kele is true of the water in the hand too, or water in the mouth too. So maybe that's why in explaining the first mishnas of Mirei Chlitome or Shosotome, so at the time when they come in contact, so one water, the mind name are still in the hand, the first moment, are still in the hand of the person, or in the mouth of the person, or in the case of Mirei Chlitome. So the first moment when they become connected, so there is so the tipple X that is stomach is in the hand of the person, or in the mouth of the person, or in the cave of the person. It all depends which case, whether in the case of Shoshatomi or the case of Mirei Chlitome. So the Mirei they couldn't. So Mayim Shemseh Hatri or Shemseh Yad Odom, Bitu Odom, is Mufti of Yehu, unless the Mayim of the Mikve is Machi Peskulo. So the Tumeh of the Tipo X could not spread to the rest of the Gabo, on account of the fact that the Mayim, the initial moment of contact, so the mind, the tipo X, is in the hands of the person, or in the mouth of the person, or in the kele. So it's moved of you. So it's moved of you. So that's why the Rav has to follow up the approach of the Rashi the Rosh. But in Mishneh Gimel, when the first moment of contact between the mind main and the mind Shebegabo, there is no Mafkia of you, because it's not the Sikh Akri, it's not the Sikh Yad Odom, it's not the Sikh Be Odom. So mainly the initial moment of contact between the mind main, when the mind main are dumped into the Gabo, so then that tume, on account of evil, so it spreads to the rest of the water now. But then you ask, Kashi, but even Mishnah and the Mishnah days, where at the first moment of contact, so it is the sechakri or in the hand of the person or in the mouth of the person. So at that time there is no deep of evil. But a minute later, a second later, when he moves away his hand or his mouth or the kele, so then so tip X is not in the kele, or is not in the hand or in the mouth of the person. So let the tumor spread on the basis of you because it's a name a minute later. So the answer is that at the point, at the initial moment, it is not moving, it just become one water with the big gabo, some melee, the tumor cannot spread to the rest of the big gabo, even while it's already the hookah. So in other words, Kele, the fact that water is in Kele is a koye, according to the Rosh, of the Aloha of Yehu, but it's not a mafkia of the Aloha of Him. The Rosh Shiti is that water in Kele cannot become Yule with water in the Mikke, but not that water in the Kele or in the hand of the person cannot be Mechula with water in the Mikke. So in the first two missions, so at the initial moment when he spits out TPX, although he drops in TPX, but before he spits out TPX into the gargoyle, so while TPX is still in his mouth, it's still the hookah to the water in the gargoyle, still the hookah, and you know it is. But it's still Mechubah. So since an initial moment of Chibur, it cannot contaminate the rest of the Gabo, and while it's already in the state of Chibur, but not as yet in the state of Yehud. So since it's in the state of Chibur with water in the Gabo, and as I said before, in the first Mishurim, that the moment the TPOX is Mechubah, becomes Mechubah to the water in the Gabo, then it loses its identity, and it becomes incorporated into the mass of water Shemikaraki. So, if at the initial moment of Chibur, so it can become Yehure, so then the Tumeh spreads to the water of the Gabo. But if at the initial moment of Chibur, so it cannot become Yehure with the water in the Gabo. So the water in the Gabo cannot become Tumeh on the basis of Yehure Mikvoyis Kishvara Zaleh. So Mimele, and it's already Mechubea, so on the contrary, since it's Mechubea at the initial moment of contact and not yet Mehule, so then it becomes bottled to the water of the Gabo and it loses its identity. So Mimele, the next moment when it is Mehule, so it already lost its identity. So Mimele, the tumor cannot spread on the basis of human iniquities, because the moment he becomes Mehule with water of the Gabo, so the identity, the individuality of TPX was already lost. So Mehule, the tumor cannot spread. Mashe'im ke'im mishne gimu, of Nofu Ma'im Meim, where the first and initial moment of contact, so there is no Me'akim of Yehu. So the first moment of contact with the water in the Gabo, it becomes new with the water of the Gabo. So the tumor spreads to all the water in the Gabo. That's why the Rav, in explaining Mishne Gimel, so it appears that he follows the approach of the Rav. But not that the Rav agrees with the Shiva Rav. All right, that's all for today.
Does the status of Maim Shuvim will include becoming revived?
After the second Shia, I'll answer
your question. Yud Aleph Elul Hashanah Tav Shem Mem Aleph, September 9th, 1981, Bli Ayin.